Okay, 3, 2, 1. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, I am here. We are here.
Oh, we out here.
And I have a special guest. I don't know if you can actually tell who it is by his voice because at the moment, I just have that camera on right now.
It's not on me yet.
It's not on you yet. But I am proud to say, I'm proud. I'm proud for two reasons right now.
All
right. One, I finally came out.
Whoa. Oh, is that it? Come again?
I finally made up a name for this podcast.
Oh, okay. This is a big deal.
Yeah. A lot of people might know already because I've already put it on Instagram. Okay. Follow me on Instagram. And I have a super special guest that has a place in my heart. A place in my heart. A place that is just indescribable. I've known you for years.
Yeah.
The fact that you hit me up.
Yeah.
And you told me, hey, man, like, let's do it.
Yeah.
Man, my heart was just beating, bro. Beating.
Get me on that podcast immediately.
Immediately. He doesn't even know. He didn't even know. He was the second guest on my podcast.
This is a big deal.
Yeah, man. It's a big deal for me. I'm glad that you're just a part of it because you've been a part of my life for such a long time. And you know what frustrates me? That people don't know that.
Oh, that's true.
And that we don't kick
it. Yeah, that's true. We're not like associated. Like people don't even think of us as a dynamic duo that we are.
We're literally a dynamic duo and people don't know that. But you know what? Let's put a face to this sexy voice.
Okay.
Coming in hot.
Hot, baby.
A SoCal bad boy. I mean, a hair inspiration god.
Thanks to you, bro. Thanks to you.
A body of a goddess.
Goddess?
Wait.
Isn't that the girl?
It's because it's that song from T-Pain, dog.
Yes, you got the body of a goddess.
Exactly. You know what I mean, though, right? Exactly, it's a compliment, G.
It's a compliment, bro.
The modern Hercules. Did I say SoCal bad boy already?
I love that, bro. That's going to be my Instagram bio. SoCal bad boy.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, 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 welcome. The Josh Leyva.
Let's go, sound effect.
Josh Leyva.
Yo.
The Josh Leyva. Oh my God, I didn't even say it right. Because when you get introduced,
yeah,
it's Jaleva.
Jaleva.
Can you please do that to your camera? Please, dog.
It's your boy Jaleva. You gotta do the crop in. Yeah,
you gotta show me how to do it.
Yeah, I got you,
it.
Bro. I got you.
You got me?
I'm gonna send you a tutorial.
The fact that I saw that live in front of my face, I think people would pay for that shit. Dude, it's Josh Leyva. Like, literally, when people like figure out who I am,
yeah,
and then I tell them that I know Josh Leyva,
you don't do that.
They're like, no fucking way.
You've never done that once.
I swear, bro.
You're like, I'm Sebas, but you know who I know?
Yeah. Like, people are like, oh, nice to meet you, Sebastian. Yeah. I'm whoop de wop. I'm like, do you know Josh Leyva?
They go, Mr. Boop Boop?
Yeah, Mr. Boop Boop, Galo himself. Yes, bro, I know him. Bro, they don't even believe that I used to cut your hair.
That was a long time ago.
Okay, so real quick, how did I meet you again?
So I found you because you were cutting Alex Wasabi's hair.
Yes.
And he posted you on Instagram. He posted you on a story. And at the time, I was transitioning to like barbers. I wanted to find somebody dope. And I saw the cut you gave him. And I was like, this is the guy right here. This is my man.
That's right.
And I slid in your DMs. I said, what's up, baby? It's Mr. Boop Boop. Are you trying to cut my hair real quick? And we became boys. And were you living in downtown?
I was living in downtown, yes.
Okay.
So
we were neighbors.
We were neighbors. You lived at the Watermark and I lived at 8th and Hope. Neighbors. You had the sickest spot
in downtown
at the Watermark.
Bro, it was unreal.
You were the only dude at the Watermark. Watermark is a big high rise in downtown LA. Yeah. You probably needed like a lot of money to live there. Flex.
I mean, you know, it was pricey. I think the coolest thing about living there was Terry Crews lived there. You know Terry Crews from White Chicks?
Yeah. Did he really live there?
Yeah, he lived there. Yep.
You want something crazy?
Yeah.
There was a video that went viral. Just real quick. There's a video that went viral. Not viral, but like viral in downtown LA.
Okay.
Some dude got shot at the Watermark.
Are you serious?
On the elevator. Died. Died. At the Watermark.
Bro. Well, dude, that place is something else, man. Because even when I lived there, somebody committed suicide from the top of the building.
And landed by the pool.
Right outside of my balcony.
Oh my goodness,
bro. And I thought it was fake. I'd never seen a dead body before. Even just thinking about it, bro, it was crazy.
Oh my God, it gives me the chili willies.
Yeah, bro, it's crazy.
Man.
Not okay.
Shout out Big shout out, Alex Wasabi.
For the plug.
Yeah. Bro.
Are you guys still friends?
Dude, Alex Wasabi is a busy man.
I mean, he's big time.
He's big time.
You want to talk about big time?
Yeah.
He's big time.
Shout out to all the Wasabians as well. He's big time, bro.
Big time. You got to get him on the podcast. He'll do this.
I'll say like, hey, Josh, you know, Josh, I know Josh.
Yeah.
Oh, really? What the fuck? That's crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't even say I know Alex because they for sure won't believe me.
No, absolutely not. They go, stop lying.
Stop lying. You know, Josh was enough.
Yeah. You got to take it a notch up. Oh, get out of here, bro. Get out of my face, bro.
You? Wasabian? No. But Alex Wasabi, amazing person.
Bro, he's one of the most down-to-earth people I've ever met. And I'll say this about him. He's so consistent as a human, you know? Like, he's so humble. What you get is what you see always.
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 How he is on YouTube is how he is in real life.
Which is somewhat rare, right?
Super rare,
bro.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Because to be on YouTube, to be on a platform where you have to show yourself, record yourself, show personality. And I'm not going to lie, even myself, I have to be, because if you really like meet me, and maybe you're the same way.
Yeah.
If you really meet me, I'm super chill.
Yeah.
I'm never like, oh my God. Like
big.
Yeah. Big. Like I never like stand out. I'm always to myself. But on video, sometimes I feel like I am that guy.
Right. You take it up
because,
a notch.
Because to be honest, I want to take it up a notch. Yeah. I want to be this character. Am I being fake? No.
No. It's entertaining.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm trying to be the best guy I am. And yes. I'm, like I said, keyword trying.
Yeah.
But Alex is not trying.
He's just model that, bro.
He is. Guys, Alex Wasabi is the definition of a perfect YouTuber.
He's our man crush.
Alex, you are my man crush.
We love him. We're his biggest fans.
But like I said, huge plug.
Yeah.
You came into the salon. I was still cutting hair.
Yeah.
And you know, you hit me up. I searched you on social media.
Yeah.
Right away. SoCal Bad Boy.
I promise you, bro, that's going to be my IG bio. SoCal Bad Boy.
SoCal Bad Boy.
I think that describes me perfectly.
I was like, dude, his style, good looking motherfucker. Like the hair, I already knew that I was going to do something dope.
Oh, you did work.
And bro,
you
never stopped coming. Like
I was consistent.
You were consistent. Like literally every week.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I love that. One thing about doing hair, and I've probably said it so many times, you just get to kick it with people you fucking love and you fuck with so bad.
Yeah.
Like, cause I got to a point where I felt like I was the shit cutting hair.
Oh, that's what I wanted to say. I wanted to add that point because I love hair, bro. I've always been about my hair since like growing up. Like I wanted the fade. I wanted everything. You by far, I'm not just saying this because you're standing in front of me, the best barber I've ever had in my entire life. And I don't know if people know how nice you were with the clippers. Bro, you were on another level. Low key, when I found out that you were kind of taking a step back and you know you were going to move on to bigger and better, I cried.
Like shed a tear.
I shed a tear. Dang. And I still have not found somebody as nice as you. The guy who's cutting my hair right now, he's just in case he's watching, he's dope. He's fire. He's fire. You just have a special place in my heart, man.
Yeah, I feel you,
and
man.
And on my head.
I just visited one of my friends.
Who cuts your hair, by the way? Is this who you're gonna say?
I have a barber right here in the valley.
Okay. Cause he's hard.
Great fucking fade, you know?
Yeah.
I know how to do hair too. So if I need to, I'll go in the bathroom, I'll snip,
You'll
whatever.
You'll fade yourself?
No, I won't fade myself.
Okay.
My back starts to hurt. My neck starts to hurt. Yeah. It's just too many positions going like this and whatnot.
Yeah. You got to get Karen.
My homie will fade me. My shout out, Alex, my barber. I'll put his Instagram right here. Anybody in the valley, go get a fade.
Get that fresh
Even
fade.
If you want to go get a fade.
I'm going to go get one. Yeah.
Super cool guy. Young cat, you know, hustling. And I fuck with
young
that 100%.
Sebas.
Yeah, young Sebas. Young bull. But yeah, man. I mean, even myself, I was so sad when your life just changes.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't do what I was doing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I love doing hair.
When's the last time you cut somebody's hair?
Bro.
Over 2 years?
Like 2017, maybe. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, bro.
You miss it a little? You think you still got it? Is it like riding a bike?
It's like riding a bike, dog. Right. Now, what I might not have anymore is maybe because I'm not in the hair world anymore. So to be the best in hair or anything, you kind of have to be integrated into that world.
Absolutely.
And you have to see other people do other things.
Yeah.
Then that's going to give you an example of what do I need to do to be the best? Yeah, what do I need to do to stand out?
Yeah.
Right now, I have no idea.
Dang.
Because I'm not in that world no more.
But I see what you're saying. I see exactly
what you're saying. But I do. Yeah, because just how you're into doing hair, I mean, not doing hair, but into your own hair, and you've always been like that.
Yeah.
That's why I'm a hairdresser.
Yeah.
Because I've always been into my hair.
Yeah.
Always, bro. Always.
One thing I admire about you, this whole thing, we're just going to compliment each other throughout the whole podcast. Yeah. But you take chances with your hair that I wish I could do.
Yeah.
Like you'll dye it. You'll do like crazy, like, I don't know. You just, you tend to be more aggressive.
Yeah.
Safe.
And it's because, yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Aggressive.
Aggressive. My boy. You know what I'm saying? A little plug real quick.
That's some SoCal bad boy vocabulary you got right there, brother.
Aggressive, you know?
Yeah. That's
emphasize
what, that's
on
what
the
it's
safe.
All about.
Yeah. Yeah. But I'm gonna do that. Maybe I'll do something crazy with my hair one day.
You know what it is too? It's like
some bad boy.
You are a bad boy.
No, but
you don't
more,
gotta do anything
more,
else.
Dude, more.
Fuck.
I'm gonna do the lines, bro.
Lines on your eyebrows?
I'd be down.
Yeah, you should.
I'm gonna try it.
It's gonna grow out anyway. Fuck,
that's
why not?
That's true.
And that's my mentality. It's gonna grow out anyway.
Yeah.
You know?
Especially being guys, like we don't have to worry about having crazy long hair. It's just like
100%, bro. And I like to stand out sometimes, not to be a show off, but I like to stand out. I don't like to look the same all the time. That's the thing about me. I get so bored.
Yeah.
Of my own look, literally.
Like, I gotta switch this
up. Like, I just gotta switch it up. Like, it's just me, like, whether it be glasses, like, anything.
Have you ever dyed your beard?
No, because I'm scared that I'm gonna burn my skin. Oh. But I've seen people do it, and it seems like it's okay.
Mm.
But I don't think I would dye my beard. That's kind of like...
It's a little much.
Yeah.
A little much.
Yeah, I don't think I would do that.
Nah, the hair, I think the hair is cool.
100%.
What do you got right now?
You don't even want to see, dog.
It's messy.
It's not messy. It's just exactly what you said.
It's out there.
I literally tried something different.
See? Is it purple? Let me see.
It's a nice lavender.
Oh, lavender.
But check out the cut, though.
Let me see. Oh, my. See, this stuff, like looking at your hair, I want to be like that, bro. Like you just did it.
I just
fearless.
Did it. Fuck it. I already got a girl.
And it's a hard line.
Yeah, it's like. There's nothing. It's just I look like I'm a character in Apocalypse.
You look like yes. That's what you look like. You look like yes.
Exactly.
You know?
I look like yes.
Yes.
Like I can be in Apocalypse the movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't care. You know why? Because I am who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And if I had a fucking penis on my head,
you still look.
But
hot.
I strut with confidence.
Yeah.
I'm the shit.
Yeah. 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 You're a peen head, bro.
And that goes to everybody out there. Who gives a fuck what you do in life? Who gives a fuck how you look in life or like in life or whatever? If you're confident as fuck, you're sexy.
Yeah.
You're literally sexy.
Confidence, the sex appeal that brings, like it kind of turns you on. Like you know what I mean? Like it could take over a look immediately. It doesn't matter, bro. If you got that in you,
immediately.
And everybody has that. You just got to like find that.
Everybody's into looks. Everybody's into appearance. Everybody's into all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But if that person or you see somebody with confidence, man.
Oh, yeah.
Takes over like a tidal wave.
But then also the opposite of that. You see somebody who's attractive, you know, hot. They got it going on. But then they got a terrible like attitude.
It blows my mind.
You just got deducted.
Deducted, bro. You're going to detention.
Yeah.
Bro.
Big time.
It blows my mind.
Me too. I'm like, how are you so hot and so ugly?
At the same time.
Oh like, you got God. It all. If you were just kind.
Bro, I know so many people that are
look
like
at you.
Good looking, have everything going on in their life, like positive.
Yeah.
And you're just talking to them and you're like, you're fucking mental.
And it just makes you ugly.
It's just like ugly. I don't understand how people are like that.
I don't know, bro. Mm. It's they get caught up in the image and they think that's enough to carry them.
Yeah.
And it's not. Because it's not real life. It's not real life. Like, real life is interaction, is being kind to people. It's how you make them feel.
Exactly. You know? Exactly.
And if you make them feel ugly, then you're ugly.
Yeah. But man, it's so good seeing you, bro. Watch out. You're going to create a fire.
So-called bad boy. About to start a fire real quick.
It's so good seeing you, bro.
Yes, man.
And you know, guys, the cool thing about Josh is I can not see you like... Unfortunately, like how we've been doing it.
Yeah.
But like once I see you, it's like I just saw you yesterday.
On and popping, baby.
On and popping.
We don't skip a beat.
At all.
We don't skip a beat.
And like we do talk on social media all the time.
Yeah.
But guys, follow if you don't, you already follow Josh. But if you don't follow Josh, I'm gonna put his Instagram.
Give me that plug, bro.
Dude, you even when I first met you in cutting hair, oh my God, we just keep complimenting ourselves. We keep complimenting ourselves. This is what the whole podcast is about. I know, man. Jesus. Even I had another guest the other day on my first episode.
Yeah.
And we just compliment each other, bro. Because it's cool. It's like everybody that I know, I fuck with so much.
That's what I'm saying.
And that's the whole point in life is like you just have to be around people in your circle that you just fuck with.
Love, man.
Like, that's it.
Yep.
I was talking to my boy the other day and he was like, what are you doing tonight? Blah, blah. I was like, oh, I'm just going to go to Catch or Soho House. And, you know, out here, that, you know, those are bougie spots.
Yeah, right? They're a little bougie.
And then he's like, damn, dog, like, those are bougie, dog. But, like, I never even thought about it like that. But I don't think like that anymore because I am who I hang out with. If the people that are going to Soho House, and that's just a norm.
That's what the ball is.
And Catch is just a norm. Wow. Be at that standard and stay there.
Wow. What did you respond? What did you say?
I told him, I was like, dude, honestly, like, I'm not even trying to like be bougie. Like, or like, I'm just letting you know where I'm going. It's not even a flex.
You asked me where I was going.
I was asking where I'm going. But to me, it's normal because for years, I always kick it with people that's how they live. Yeah. And if you want to live like that, hang out with people that live like that.
Oh, that's good.
That's it.
That's good. Set the bar higher.
Set the bar always. Yeah. Catch that rhythm.
Yep. I love that, bro.
No, and it's real life shit.
Set your standards higher. That's what it is. People just kind of, they're cool with coasting. I fall into that sometimes
because,
too.
Exactly. You know? Because we might be raised a certain way as kids.
Yeah.
You know, maybe we didn't grow up with much.
Going to Catch.
I didn't grow up going to Catch. Hell there's no Happy Meals at Catch.
Hell no. Ain't no dollar menu at Catch.
I grew up only dollar menu.
Yeah.
No combos.
Yeah.
No combos.
Not even the combo.
Not even a large drink. Yeah. And we all got to share. And we got to share the toy. Yeah. Anyways, before I start crying. We are presented with these things as kids. If you're like me and you didn't grow up with too much, right? Just, you know, I feel like the majority of the people actually grew up like that, right?
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
So we tend to teach ourselves that this is the norm, mm-hmm. which it is. Mm-hmm. But if you teach yourself as you grow up that there's a different type of norm that you have to kind of that you want.
Yeah.
You have to make that the norm.
You got to make that happen.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Hang around with people. Stop hanging around with people that drag you down. Wow. Stop hanging out with people that are not doing too much.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Small-minded people.
Exactly. Like I said, I'm not here to do like a whole lecture. That can be another podcast because we can go on for days about that. But it is what it is.
No, I love that, bro. I love that. We got to raise our standards as people. It's easy just to get comfortable and just settle with what we know. But there is so much more to life.
Oh, my God,
you know,
bro.
And you don't got to feel bad about wanting to explore and want more for yourself, you know?
Do not feel bad.
Do not.
And me and Karen are like that because me and Karen are super humble. Like I said, we came from 100%. A regular lifestyle, like nothing. And I still have a regular lifestyle.
Yeah. Well,
but I set that up for myself.
We set that up for myself because
I created a norm.
Yeah.
Right?
A new standard. Yeah.
And I still want more because I'm not happy because I want a new standard after that. Because once you have this norm and you kind of like are bored with it.
Yeah.
You kind of already like figured out the rhythm. You want a new rhythm.
Yeah.
And then you set yourself up for something else, right? Well,
I believe like life is about progressing, right? Like you got to constantly be growing and progressing. If you don't, then what's the point? That's how people get depressed and all these. I don't know. I truly believe that. It's constantly evolving, constantly growing, pushing yourself.
100%, bro. Yeah. But back to what we were talking about. So glad that you're here.
We here, baby.
One thing about you too is, you know, we were complimenting Alex Wasabi about his consistency and stuff like that. But when I first met you is when me and Karen really started to do YouTube stuff. She started to really do YouTube stuff.
I remember this.
You know, this is like when we were in downtown LA.
Yeah.
We finally were getting out there, right?
Yeah.
And but the thing that amazed me, and I was even talking to Karen about it, like I remember back in the day, Josh Leyva has been doing this. How long have you been in YouTube, bro?
Dang, bro.
Or just social media? Because, bro, you've been. I've seen videos where you look like a kid.
Yeah, no, I look like a little kid. Yeah,
it's amazing how you just thought to yourself as a kid, maybe still in high school. I don't know if you were maybe still in high school or just out of high school.
I'm
gonna start filming videos.
Yeah,
that's so dope, bro.
Yeah.
And that's when YouTube wasn't even cool.
Oh, at all. I wasn't making any money when I started. No money.
But you just did it because you liked it.
I loved it.
You know, and that really, it amazed me, bro, when we first started. Because we first started because it started to become cool.
Yeah.
And like, it's kind of like, oh, we need to be on this because we need to show who we are. And
you guys did start though. Like, I mean, you guys been doing it for a minute too on the YouTube thing. At least what, 4 years?
Yeah. Yeah, like 3-4 years, I think so.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is like, when we first started, you've been in it with all your friends. And that to me was like, dude, this is so sick. And the thing about you is like, you do skits and you do comedy. Like, your imagination is what drives you.
Yeah.
And that's fucking magical. It really is.
It's dope, man. It's tough though, you know, to
100%
like, to be creative in that aspect. And then like with, you know, things just constantly changing and stuff, but it's amazing. I have so much fun doing it, bro. Just kind of challenging myself to see what I can come up with next.
Yeah.
So,
and dude, look at where it's got you. You were a big inspiration to me because like I said, when I first met you, you were pushing a nice car.
Yeah.
You were living at the Watermark in downtown LA. It was just so inspiring to see somebody do something that they love and seeing them where they're at. That's so sick, bro.
Oh, it's crazy, man. It's crazy.
Yeah. And you're still doing it.
I'm trying, man. It's definitely different. I'm trying to like evolve. I'm looking for that next step, that new standard. But I'm out here, bro. I'm trying to make it happen.
Yeah, bro. You're like on movies, shows.
Yeah.
No wonder they don't believe me that I know you.
They're like, okay, the one who's in movies and shows. Yeah. No.
Bro, you're literally
next you're gonna say, you know, Alex Wasabi. Get out of here.
Get out of here, bro. Get out of here. But yeah, man, it's so dope. But
I'm humbled, bro. And yeah, same with you guys. But you guys, I mean, even when I first met you guys, like where you guys were, I mean, you guys weren't obviously in a bad spot by no means, you know? But just to see the progression in you and Karen's like life and stuff like that has been insane. And just your work ethic, bro. Like all this stuff, you guys, I don't know if you guys can see this, but this guy's got a full on setup. There's 3 cameras going on. There's monitors. There's this whole system. I even walked in. I was like, how did you learn all this stuff? And he's like, well, this is what I wanted to do. So I had to figure it out.
Yeah.
If I wanted to make it happen, I had to do it myself.
Yeah.
And that's one thing I've admired about you, bro. Like even like with editing and like videography and when it comes to cameras and stuff like that, you just took the initiative to find out and do it for yourself.
Yep.
And a lot of people don't. They just kind of want handouts. Mm-hmm. And you don't accept no handouts.
Nah, you got to do it on your own. You know why? Because if something fucks up, you're accountable for it. And I want to be accountable for it.
Put me responsible.
Exactly. Put me responsible. Because if I'm somebody else is figuring it out for me, I'm already fucked right then and there.
Yep.
But enough of all that. That was a super great intro. Did I tell you what the show's called already?
Oh, no. You haven't even told them.
Did I not?
Oh, you told me.
I told you.
Yeah.
And like I said, I think we like totally went on different topics.
We went on a tangent.
Was amazing.
Yeah.
But I came up with a name. It's simple. I said it on Instagram already. If you guys follow me, like I said, I'll put it down below. If you do not follow me on Instagram already, it's simple. I love it. It's in Spanish.
I love which that.
I'm Mexican. Vivo México.
Al cien.
And you're Mexican.
I am Mexican.
We keep on going different topics. Let me just talk. The name is La Plática.
I love it, bro.
I love it too,
it's
man.
It's perfect.
You have no idea. I think Karen like looked at me and she was like, what's wrong with you? And I'm just like, I can't stop thinking like.
About the name?
About the name. Like,
you're like, it's perfect.
Like, not only that, even before that, I didn't know what it was called.
Okay.
I wanted to call it Café con Sebas.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Which is a cool name.
Yeah.
And Karen came up with that one.
Yeah.
So shout out to Karen.
Because you love coffee.
I love coffee.
Your name is Sebas.
And my name is Sebas. So it works. Like, it works.
Yeah.
It's perfect. But I just, I don't know.
Too easy.
Yeah. Because one day in my imagination, I want to go to an award ceremony. And in my head, this was my imagination.
Speak it out, baby.
I want to go to an award ceremony.
Red carpet.
Red carpet. Looking all dapper like I always do.
Oh.
Always.
Dripped in the sieve.
You're going to be there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And they're going to announce award for best podcast of the year.
And what they going to say?
And I was thinking about what's that name that they're going to call out.
Yeah.
And it has to be powerful.
Oh, it's got
to
be.
Whoever is going to open that envelope.
Just, they're going to be hot.
And say, and the winner for best
podcast.
for best podcast 2020 or 21. I'm not really tripping. I Sebas with La Plática. Doesn't that sound good?
It sounds so official. All it needs is a whistle.
Dude, I'm serious.
Bro.
So that was my whole thing, is that I need that person that opens the envelope to say a great name.
Yeah. That this holds weight.
La Plática. Hosted by Sebastian Robles.
This is too much, dude.
Gutierrez. Just if nobody knows, my mom's maiden name. Oh, or my mom's maiden name is Gutierrez.
Your maiden name?
God, I'm so Mexican.
La Plática, bro. I'm about
La Plática. La Plática.
That's the sound right there.
That's the sound.
That's the sound. Hey, 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 hey.
It's amazing, bro. Dude. So I came up with a name. It's perfect. Guys, the name is for you guys.
Yep.
It's not for me. It's for you guys.
It's for them.
It's for us.
Yep.
It's for this podcast.
Yep.
So we taking over.
Are we taking over? I'm honored that I'm the second guest, and I'm honored that I was here for the announcement of the title, of the name, of the what's to come award-winning podcast.
Thank you, man.
It's dope, man.
It's a special moment in my heart because I've known you for a while. So the fact that you're here and you're witnessing it.
Some might say this is a monumental.
Oh.
That's a SoCal bad boy word right there.
Wow.
Yeah.
SoCal. The SoCal bad boy starring Josh Leyva.
That's too much, bro.
Too much. Anyways, so I always have kind of like a topic on my podcast.
Which you have not disclosed with me yet.
No, we're already at 26 minutes and 20 seconds.
That's nothing for us, bro.
It's nothing. I feel like we've been talking for a while. God, I love doing this whole podcasting. You know, you're Josh Leyva. Everybody knows you as the SoCal bad boy now. You work out.
Mm-hmm.
What do you have, 12 pack now or 8 pack?
I'm still floating at a, you know, it's a like solid 6.
Even your belly button has a 2 pack.
You know what, bro? I really don't even have a 6 pack.
You got guns. You got the face, the teeth, the hair, the thighs.
All right. Thighs don't lie.
Perfect shoe size.
Yeah, that's true.
Shots fired.
Big facts. Big facts. Wow. That was
really long. I need to take that one out.
We need to do something about that one.
Sorry about that. Cut. Sorry about that. There's one topic that I want to discuss that I feel like you might be really good at.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
I want to know what's the perfect manscaping definition for Josh Leyva.
Ooh, I like this topic.
Bro, manscaping.
Yeah, I'm into this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Bro, manscaping.
This. Yeah. Ooh, that's good.
2000, no, it's still 19, but coming into 2020.
Yeah.
How should people manscape, bro? What do you think is the best? I don't know.
You're not going to believe me. But I just upgraded my arsenal of manscaping literally a week ago. I'm not joking. This is for real.
Really?
I'm taking it to another level.
Man.
I'm getting older.
Are you a hairy guy?
No. No. I would say no. I mean, nothing crazy. I mean, I got hair. Do you shave your legs? Do you like trim your legs?
I used to back in high school, but yeah, I don't.
I don't either.
Anything, when they start, because my hair is really curly.
Yeah.
So they might get a little curly, when they're really long.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I don't want to look like that guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'll trim them.
I do that.
But too. I won't completely bick them.
Yeah.
Like, you know, with the razor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, that's aggressive.
Aggressive, exactly. That's too much.
Manscaping, though, I take it very serious. To me, it's a work of art. Something I take my time with. I try to do it every 2 weeks most. You know, I'm gonna speak personally. This is my personal opinion and how I like to attack this process. I don't shave. I use clippers. Okay, yeah. I have mirrors set up.
Wow,
to hit different angles. So I do a whole setup, bro. Like when I'm going into this, I'm mentally prepared. I have everything aligned. I'm not joking, bro.
Mentally prepared because you're scared or you just like...
Because this is an art. This is an art.
You put your phone on silent.
Absolutely. Everything. Nobody talks to me. I put on I got a playlist. Everything. I got the mirrors. I got the clippers fully charged. You know, and I'm attacking. I'm doing lines.
The fact that you said fully charged, you need them to their full capability to run down some shit or
I'm
what?
I'm going in. Sometimes I throw in some artwork.
Okay.
You know?
Wow.
I've got inspired by you. I do a little fade.
Oh my
God. You know what I mean? Keep it light. Keep it sexy.
So what's one thing that a guy has to do, bro? Especially maybe in a relationship.
Yeah.
Like manscaping wise.
It's very important. I think in a relationship, especially.
Yeah. But what's that one thing that they have to do?
I'd say maintenance. People forget maintenance. You know, they'll do it once a month and stuff like that. No, you got to kind of keep up with it.
Right.
You know? Yeah, I'd say so.
I feel like, and trust me, I've been with my girl for a while. Sometimes I forget.
Yeah, that's okay.
And, you know, sometimes when we get down to the nitty gritty.
Okay.
You know, I forgot. Like, oh, fuck. Like, Like, you know, I'm a little beastie right now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know? So I get embarrassed.
Yes, I get that. I totally get that.
And not only that, I feel like maybe she thinks that I'm letting go of myself.
Ooh.
You know? And I don't want her to think that.
No.
Because if she thinks that, I think that, you know, maybe she thinks that I don't care anymore. And I don't want her to think that because I care a lot.
A lot. Yeah.
And also, I don't want her to think that I just don't care about my own personal self. Like, because when you first get with the girl, man, you like.
You go above and beyond.
You go above and beyond to be the best you want to be.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the best.
Yeah.
Like you're going out. You're literally shopping for yourself for no fucking reason.
Yeah. Just for one little hangout.
Just for one night, whatever. You need to look tip top shape.
Yep.
And us guys, we forget that that's really important.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if you're in a relationship for a year, two, three, that starts to fade away a little bit.
You get comfortable. You get comfortable.
Every relationship does. Yeah. But guys, it's your job to
keep it sexy, keep it fresh.
Keep it sexy.
Absolutely.
Your girl still is, you know, she's waiting on you.
That matters.
Yeah. It matters 100%.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so with the girl.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, absolutely.
But we'll just talk about guys.
This is our area.
You know, we'll talk about girls. But yeah, bro, I mean, this is a thing.
Yeah, this is a good topic that I feel like a lot of guys don't really dive into. It's no, just kind of like, they're scared.
And I'm not scared.
I'm not scared either. Because this is important. I'm telling you, bro, like, I take this serious.
Yeah, I take my personal appearance serious.
Yes.
All right. Couple questions.
Hit me, baby.
Hairy chest or shaved down like clean?
Clean
for you.
I don't really grow a lot of hair on my chest, so I'll be real. Got you. Yeah, it's really weird. Like from here, no real hair.
It's different because some guys grow hair on their chest.
Yeah.
Nice and straight.
Yeah.
Like
it's organized.
Like Captain America.
Yeah, looking good.
It looks good. Yeah. I envy Captain America's chest.
No, he's a good chest.
What's his name?
Chris Evans.
Chris Evans.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Evans. Great chest hair, bro.
Chest hair on point. Chris Evans. CE, the homie.
I don't. Like I said, I have curly hair.
So you are hairy.
So mine's like, I'm probably hairier than you, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But when it grows curly. It's like, it's
But not, it's kind of sexy?
Nah.
Okay. So you got to kind of trim it down.
Yeah.
That's okay.
So for me, definitely chest hair has to be clean.
Yeah. I forget that like chest hair.
Because then the hair goes to the nipples and then that looks kind of like Neanderthal-ish.
I agree.
You don't want to look like a Neanderthal.
No, I trim my nipple hairs.
Yeah,
I trim
those. To, bro.
Yeah, yeah. Keep them tight. Keep them perky.
Bro, imagine like, you know, getting down to nitty gritty.
Yeah.
And then the girl is like, dang, like this fool has some hairy nipples. And then she's gonna tell her friends.
Yeah, like.
And then you're the dude with the hairy nipples,
bro. Oh, you God. Never want that title.
No.
That's the one title you don't want.
Do not be the guy with the hairy nipples.
Unless it's all even. If it's like an even distribution of hair and it kind of just fades into the nipples and you work in that, you know what I mean? But if you got hair right here and then hair on your nipples and it's just like,
get it together, baby. Like Chris Evans.
Yeah, yeah. You know.
What about your stomach?
None, bro.
Clean.
Yeah, clean. Yeah. Clean. But that's just more of genetics. Like that, I don't really have to like worry about that.
But like, if a guy is hairy, he should have a clean stomach.
I think that's all preference. Yeah. I'll be real with you, because like, would you consider that? Yeah, I guess that's all part of manscaping, right? I didn't think about that because I just personally don't grow.
I mean, manscaping is like everything.
Yeah,
bro.
No, that's true.
Even hygiene, like everything.
Dang. I was just focused on one area.
Yeah, and we know that you get down.
I get down, bro. Okay, now this whole changes my perspective on things. So, like I said, from the waist up, this area not really hairy. Happy trail, I kind of trim that a little bit, keep it organized.
Yeah,
still keep a little line going.
100%.
You know, I don't really shave my legs or trim my legs. I probably could. Sometimes I get a little back hair right on the bottom. I'll kind of hit that a little bit.
Do you think girls actually
care,
like hair?
Oh, see, that's what I'm saying. That's preference. Because some guys know how to work it. Like some guys are just hairy and girls are just
about it. It looks masculine.
Yeah. I think it takes a specific person. You know, I think like bigger dudes, like broad dudes, like just yeah. heftier, they can pull off like yeah. the hair and stuff like that.
You know what I don't like? And every time I see it, I mean, it's not that I don't like it because I'm into guys. It's not like that. Okay. I'm just saying like if a guy has hair on his shoulders.
You like that? Is that what you said?
I said I don't like.
Oh, okay. That's not what I heard. You said you were coming out earlier, so I'm not sure.
When a guy has hair on his shoulders, I'm yeah. just like, dude. You should take care of that.
But that sucks, bro, because that's not even like, they should take care of
but
it.
Take but take care of it.
Yeah, that sucks to have. Like, that's such an unfortunate place to grow hair.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you got to take care of it.
Yeah. You want to be the guy that has hair on his shoulders or on his nipples?
Probably my nipples. Probably my nipples. Mm-hmm. You know, that's easier. Yeah. I feel like that's a little, yeah, I go to nipples. What about you?
Probably nipples. Yeah. I don't want hair on my shoulders.
Nah. But yo, you know what's crazy? Like, as a man, it's not really common for people to like make that an importance, like the manscaping and stuff like that. But it is.
It's really important.
It is. And it's not about like, there's no specific way. There's not one way fits all. Like I can't tell you how it should be for every man, but figure out what works for you and just stay clean and stay consistent. Yeah. As consistent as you can.
It's exactly what you said. Just stay clean.
Stay clean.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even like, would you consider like beard stuff? Is that considered manscaping? Not necessarily, right?
I think that's more part of like your hair. It tends to fall into more of the category of who's cutting your hair.
That's true.
I think that's their job.
Because a man could be like,
sure, you can be at home and you can have supplies or tools like a razor or things like that to maintain it.
Yeah.
But I think when you go to the barbershop or a hairdresser, I think it's their job to, hey, how do you want your beard?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah.
Let me ask you something. When it comes to manscaping and trimming your beard, you obviously have an incredible beard. Incredible hair. You maintain your beard, right? Like you keep up with it for the most part. Like you yeah. trim it.
For the most part, I get haircuts like every week. So okay. by the time that week hits, yeah. I need the beard trimmed
okay.
or something like that.
Yeah.
I've never been a fan of like really lining it up.
I've noticed that about
yeah,
you.
Yeah. I've never
or been even a, here.
Yeah. Right here. I sometimes do.
Okay.
I keep it clean. I keep it clean. I keep it short. Sometimes it's a little longer. It's never dirty.
Okay.
But I like when it's just natural.
Are you a beard oil guy? Do you add?
No, I don't think it does it too much right now. I think when you have a really long beard.
Yeah.
Like
it gives
really,
it a nice little shine.
It gives it a shine.
Yeah. I feel like you can pull it off though.
I pulled it off before.
Yeah.
One time it was like 6 years ago, maybe okay. 5 years ago. I decided to grow my beard out.
Dang.
So from November to like late March.
Didn't cut it.
Didn't cut it. Didn't touch it. It was like to right here.
Wow.
Yeah. Crazy.
What
bro.
A man. I can't do that.
Yeah, but like I said, I'm a curly guy.
Yeah.
So did, it came did out Karen curly.
Like that, by the way?
I don't think she liked it too much.
Yeah.
I think if it was like really maintained and like yeah, perfect.
Groomed.
Like, yeah, which only lasted like a day.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe it looked decent.
Yeah.
But like now I look at pictures and I'm just like, I don't think it was for me.
Yeah.
But I could.
And dude, try it again.
Beards change people's appearance.
1,000%.
Bro, there's like dudes that might be kind of looking a little nerdy.
Yeah. Grow a beard.
It's like.
New person.
Four.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. It sucks that beards are like, that doesn't suck, I guess, but beards is vary with different people because it's all genetics and stuff. Like, yeah. I can't grow a beard like that. That's a very impressive yeah. beard.
Thank you.
But here was my question, dude. I want to go back to before I forget. You got an incredible beard. Did I mention that?
No.
Okay. Well, you got a good
Thank
beard.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
You going to put a sound effect? You got a good beard.
I'm scared I'm going to do the gunshots again. I don't want to do that.
Too long. You obviously have a set of clippers for that.
Yeah.
Do you have a different set of clippers for your manscaping? Are you a two clipper guy or are you just one clipper fits all?
No, you know.
Be real with me.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I'm going to be real with you. When I was doing hair.
Yeah.
I had two sets for everything. Like okay. For down here.
Yeah.
There was a little guy for that one.
Okay.
Right?
Not so little.
Yeah, exactly. And then. You know, I had my clippers to cut hair. Okay. But now that I don't cut hair, it's kind of like, oh, it's whatever I have now.
Yeah.
But I don't put whatever I use down there on my face.
What do you mean?
Like, whatever I use down here.
Okay.
I don't use it for my beard.
Gotcha. Like the guard or whatever it is.
Yeah. I don't want my beard to smell like testicles.
No, yeah. You don't want that.
Yeah.
That's a big no-no.
Yeah. Do you think girls like... Well, I'm not even going to say that anymore because okay. it's a preference.
It's a preference.
But for you, okay. as being the Josh Leyva...
SoCal bad boy. What's
SoCal
up?
Bad boy.
Fuck with me.
The modern Hercules. do you feel like a guy should be... completely like hairless down there or with some sort of, I don't know, 5 o'clock shadow.
Now, once again,
or this, what, or like what, like
you tell me what it is. This is gonna be personal.
Yeah, okay? Personal. I want to know what everybody in this room.
Yeah,
everybody hearing Damn. This,
y'all listening,
wants to know.
Yeah,
what Josh Leyva?
What's going on down
does
there?
Down there?
I'll be real, man. I don't think I've fully shaven completely since I've been in high school.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't do that. I've maintained.
Yeah.
Yeah, I keep it a low 5 o'clock shadow.
Yeah.
You know what I
low.
Mean?
Low. Like maybe like the lowest your trimmers go.
Yeah. I like to keep it low.
Even that's really low.
I don't go that low. I'll keep it like a guard or something like that. Like okay. a one or a two. Like a one. Yeah.
And I think I'm the same way.
Yeah.
I think as a guy, I think if you're like completely like
it kind of looks like a little boy.
Yeah, it's yeah. weird,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But you don't want it to look like E.T.'s finger.
But if people just sticking out. Oh, that's a perfect description. Some girls like that, though.
Some girls like that. I don't know.
Here's the thing. Here's the one thing I feel like guys don't do. They don't ask. They don't ask the girl what they like.
They're scared.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So if I was in a relationship, I'm currently not. But if I
was. Damn. The Josh Leyva. Is single?
Oh, hella, bro.
How?
Hella. It's complicated,
bro. Why don't you have your own show? Like, you are the bachelor.
Well.
Bro, the SoCal bad boy looking for love.
Oh, desperately.
Desperately. Anyways, continue.
No. Guys, don't ask. If I was in a relationship, I know what I like. I know how I like to maintain my, you know, my manscaping. Mm-hmm. But I think it's important to ask, like, what did your girl like? What does she prefer?
Yeah.
You know? And then try to find, like, a middle ground.
I tell my girl what I prefer.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say it because, you know.
That's what I'm saying.
My girl's not here for me to give permission.
The deets. Yeah, I agree.
But I tell my girl, like, hey, I like it like this. Boom. Or I like it like that.
Me too. You know?
And that's important.
1,000%. So I think having that communicating is like, that communicate is important.
Plus, and I'm sure all the guys agree that are listening to this right now. I feel like not everybody has it like completely big down there.
Oh, like shave?
Yeah, like it hurts.
It hurts, bro.
It hurts.
And then you get ingrowns.
And then you get ingrowns. Because I've done it before. You get ingrowns and then it's itchy.
And I don't think it's attractive.
Nah.
I mean, like, speaking for myself, like my own, you know?
Dude, I want Chris Evans' chest on my wiener. Above my wiener.
Wow, but we gotta be careful with that one. Yeah,
it's pretty funny though.
Chris Evans' chest on my wiener, above my wiener, same thing. Yeah, for sure. Because I think it gives a character, you know.
Yeah,
gives a character.
Yeah, and like you look manly.
You look manly.
Yeah, because we are fucking manly.
We're fucking men, dude.
We're men, dude.
I don't know if you know this, dude. Fucking men, dude.
We're men, dude, and we've been men, dude.
For the longest, dude. We're men, dude.
So, definitely. Wow. Yeah. The fact that Josh Leyva talked about manscaping on my podcast.
Yeah.
La Plática. Is amazing, bro.
Bro, I'm really glad that this was the topic. Because even like with my homies and stuff like that, we don't really go into it.
Bro, last night when, you know, I was, you know, driving down the 405, listening to that new Weekend. I was just like, just thinking, bro. Ever since I have this podcast, I'm just like, you know, I can't just I'm a freestyler.
Yeah, you are. You're good at it too.
I like to wing it.
Yeah.
And I do that because just like you said, I feel like I'm good at it.
I'm good
at winging shit.
You're good.
But there is times where I'm just like, I have to have a couple things.
Yeah.
Right?
Let's touch on something.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I was thinking. And I'm like, well, I want to talk about something that I feel Josh Leyva is good at.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, this motherfucker. It's probably hella good at manscaping.
Oh.
And clearly you have like mirrors looking at your balls. Yeah. One's looking at your wiener. Yeah. You probably have a picture of Chris Evans for reference.
I'm looking at his chest. I'm trying to get the angles right. I'm like, I want that on my chest.
Exactly.
On my peepee.
On your peepee. So.
Yeah. No, it's a good topic. And you know what? Like, I don't know. I'm assuming you have a good amount of like men who watch your channel, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming a lot of them are probably like younger and stuff.
Yeah.
I think it's important to like kind of have this conversation because 100%. I feel like maybe men, like it's easy for guys just to be like, man, girls don't care about that. Yeah, it doesn't matter. No, it matters.
We're literally talking about the birds and the bees right now.
It matters.
It's like I'm talking to like anybody who's younger than me. You are my son right now.
Yeah.
I'm telling you guys right now, take care of yourselves. Smell good.
Yeah.
Be good down there.
Be good down there.
And if you don't know who Chris Evans is, Google his
Google
ass.
Google his ass. Yeah, absolutely.
Chris Evans, chest hair.
And then that should be your pee-pee inspiration.
Exactly.
Above your pee-pee.
Exactly.
What's that area called? Pelvis?
I think that's your like pee-pee's chest.
Pee-pee, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Like, so your pee-pee's right here.
Yeah. And then
it's, no.
I think it's your pelvis.
No, I think it's your pee-pee's forehead.
Oh, yeah. That's what it is. The pee-pee's a human.
Yeah, yeah. It is.
Oh, 100%.
It's your buddy.
Yeah, I treat it like one.
Yeah, yeah. Enough about all that. Great topic. Thank you for that.
I appreciate it. I really do.
Yeah.
I really do.
There's one thing that I want to ask you before we end the podcast.
Already, man.
Before we end the podcast. Ovid. And everybody's, I think everybody wants to know.
All right.
When are you bringing Galo back? Please, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on real quick before you say anything.
No, please.
Galo is a character. If you don't follow Josh Leyva, the SoCal bad boy.
Boop, boop.
Mr. Boop, boop. He plays a character called Galo.
Yeah.
Hilarious character.
It's a fun character.
But you guys already know that probably. Yeah. It's the funniest thing I've ever seen, bro. Like,
is it still funny though?
Bro, are you kidding me? It's not. It's probably not funny as funny to you because you are Galo and you're the one that does it.
Yeah.
But to an audience or even to me as a friend, it's fucking hysterical. And you're so fucking good at it.
I will say this.
And the fact that you wear like 3XL Tati Pro Club and like a pink bandana and you have like eyeliner tattoos. Like, it's just fucking hysterical. I'll put a picture right here. It's literally Josh Leyva. And dude, you need to bring him back. Please.
Yeah.
Please.
You know, I'll be real with you, bro. I get asked this question all the time. It's crazy because I haven't done that character in like, I don't know, 2 years.
Why do you think you get asked that question, Josh? It's because people love Galo.
Sebas, I'll tell you this, bro. I started getting labeled as Galo. And that was kind of...
Is that not what you wanted?
Not really. Like, I wanted to have my own brand, you know? And I, like, the YouTube thing was, it was a, well, people, I don't expect people just to get this, but it was like a stepping stone for me. Like, I want to be an actor. I want to be a host. I want to like go mainstream. And I feel like that was pigeonholing.
Make sense. Yeah.
And people were just.
Dang, that character was just taking over, huh?
It did.
Man.
It did.
That's cool, though. But yeah. I definitely do understand.
Yeah. But I have so much fun with that character. Like, that character is like this inner me that just like, I'm so free when I do that character because there's no boundaries.
Yeah.
You know, like right now when we talk, like we have to be careful what we say because we have to just, you know, we're just conscious about that. With Galo, I can say whatever the fuck I want.
Yeah.
And it's permitted because that's who he is. He's just this free spirited human.
It's literally the best.
I had so much fun, man. And you know what? I did like a little mini series where I produced this whole little like mini feature, like a little short film, and that was fun. So I don't want to do something like that again.
You should.
I want to produce like a little mini movie.
Even if you don't want to do anything like too much like that.
Yeah.
Throw something up on IGTV. Even Insta stories.
All right.
Dude, all we want is like 30 seconds of Galo. That's it. We need our fix of the day.
All right.
I'm a big fan.
Okay.
And I think once he was like talking to me about like kind of like doing like Galo costumes for people for like.
Oh, yeah.
Remember you're telling me like you'll put a white shirt in.
Yeah.
You'll have the eyeliner.
Pink bandana. A gold chain.
Yeah. Like all that.
It's hard.
Dude, I think people would love that. Dude, and you have so much support.
Yeah.
You have so many fans, bro. Mm. You have so many fans. And I think they're all thinking the same thing that I am.
Where is
Galo? But I totally understand
what
you're saying.
I just
want to be Josh.
I'll say this humbly. I understand the power of that character, okay? And the potential that character
100%.
Has. 100%. That I want to go about it smart, you know? Because I don't want to get like labeled that for the rest of my life. But maybe I should just own it and be like, this is what it is, you know?
Try to do your thing.
Yeah.
Try to do your thing.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure that's going to work.
Yeah.
But if it doesn't,
you got Galo. I can always revert to Galo.
You got Galo.
Is there a point where I become too old for it?
No, because then you're just old Galo. And that's kind of funny too. Probably funnier.
Probably funnier.
Yeah. Oh my God. Anyways, that is it for today's podcast.
La Plática.
You like that?
I love it, dude.
Good, man. I got.
I love it, guys. Merch. I want merch.
That'd be dope. You know, I have a lot of plans for this podcast.
Good. And I want to come back.
100%. Dog.
You see me crossing my legs? I mean business.
Dog.
It's business.
People love you. It's a privilege to have you on my podcast. But that is enough time that we have today because my memory cards are running out. I'm totally joking with you. But that is enough topic for today. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to La Platica. Where's my button at? Right there.
Hey.
Let's hear it one more time.
Hey.
I don't like that one.
You know what? It's growing on me.
It's growing on. Yeah. Shots fired. Guys, thank you so much tuning into La Platica hosted by me, I, Sebas. If you don't follow Josh Leyva, a.k.a. Galo, a.k.a. the SoCal bad boy, a.k.a. Mr. please follow him. I will put him here in the description as well. Bro. Thank you so much, Josh.
Hey, man, it was an absolute pleasure. Like, I love you. You my boy.
I already knew that this was going to be so good.
Cause I'm a fan of this podcast. This is my favorite podcast on the planet.
And just so you guys know, he came like at 9 a.m. Like
hella early.
Like we're like on this shit.
Bro, and that's saying a lot because I don't wake up by 9 a.m.
I know, bro.
But for you, I was like, I'm not going to be able to tell him, can we do one? He's going to be like, bro, I got shit to do.
I don't wake up at 9 either, especially on a Saturday.
Yeah, what time? Why did you? Why?
Because I'm really about this shit right now.
All right, don't get all aggressive on me, dog.
Last night, my boy was like, come on, let's go drink. I'm like, dude, I'm not going to have too many drinks because I got a podcast to record for my family.
Hey, you know what? Same. I went out.
Really?
And I kept it to a three men.
You know, I was going to hit you. Look, I know that we were going to say it's bye, but I was going to hit you up last night.
Yeah, same.
And I was like, you better not be fucking going out.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, you want to do 10?
No, I was going to tell you like, hey, you better get your ass at 9 a.m. Yeah. Yeah. But you did.
I did. I was a little late. I will admit that.
A little late, but
you know what?
Expected.
I was gonna hit you up and push for 10. And I was like, bro, be a man of your word. You said you were gonna do this. Set the bar higher. Higher standards, man.
Exactly. Just what we were talking about. Guys.
I'm going back to sleep.
Once again, nos vemos en la próxima plática. Adios.
Peace.